What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
6:49 in the AM Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Seth Wickersham has a book, a new book that details how Caleb Williams' dad tried to derail him playing for the Chicago Bears. Do you consider this, Jeremy, to be a big deal, the fact that he tried?
I don't know, because it could have been. Like, we would have talked about this ad nauseum, about forcing your way out and going back to Eli Manning and all the other things that went on. We've heard teams or players say, I don't want to play for this team. Hell, we even had Deion speak up a few years ago that he didn't want Shador going to the Browns. Wait a minute. Anyway, so
it kind of feels like poetic justice, doesn't it? Not only are you going to the Browns, but you're going as a fifth-round draft pick.
But honestly, it might be one of the best places for him, because he's probably going to get every chance to prove that he deserves to be there. But anyway, the point is, like, if Caleb had done that, how bad would it have looked if he had forced his way out of there, especially with the way that Jaden Daniels played?
Well, How bad it would have looked? Well, as bad as someone writing a book about him trying to do it.
We're about
to find out the details.
But it didn't happen.
But you're writing a book about it. You know what I mean? So Seth Wickersham didn't get the information from out of the sky. He talked to somebody. I want to read the book.
It's almost like saying he almost cheated on his wife, but he didn't. He did what he's supposed to do. he's still in the Bears. When it comes to certain things like this, can you blame players when they look at the staff going, man, I don't want to.
No, I don't blame players at all.
I don't want to play for that.
I don't. But to me, Ed, it shows you this happened twice. It happened with the Mannings, mm-hmm. and it happened with the Elways. The Mannings are football royalty, period. The Elways back then were college football royalty. You can't just be anybody and pull that off. You have to have
you have to be a name to pull that off. You got to be somebody. You have to have some weight in that business, or else you can't get away with it, because people are like, exactly, who do you think you are? Who exactly do you think you are?
Mr. Big Shot?
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's good or bad. I get the motivation behind it, but I still don't know if it's a good thing for the sport.
Well, you know, so this is where we're getting, and I think some people kind of get left in the past with this, and I'll even include myself in that, where players are learning what their leverage is. We're seeing college players now making money, and they have leverage. It wasn't fair when coaches could just bounce when things went wrong and college players had to sit out for a year and, oh, here we are, you know, and now things have changed and people are like, we've given them too much. And maybe it has, but like once we get to this point and the games change, they start evolving and this is happening and that's happening. Your traditional, I want the 6'5 upright quarterback with the strong arm down the field. No, everybody wants the dual threat guys now because it presents so many problems for defense.
Not only that, but they can protect themselves.
Yes.
See, people are understanding. Your statuesque quarterbacks can't protect themselves now. They're just still targets.
Like, look at
how they get destroyed.
How many teams, Ed, how many teams in the league would you say 25 years ago had a fullback? A lot? And maybe that's not far enough to go back.
No, it's far enough.
I think 25 years ago, 2000. Yeah.
2000.
Yeah, well, that's when Allstott was in his heyday.
Not only that, but the guy we had with the Baltimore Ravens.
Lorenzo Neal.
Yeah. There's a lot of fullbacks back then.
So the question I'm asking is, though, when you look
Sam
at
Gash.
Today.
Yeah.
What is there, three or four?
If that many, yeah.
Three or four teams that use fullbacks.
And the only reason why they probably make the teams because they can also play special teams.
And the 49ers and Ravens are clearly two of them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Packers used to use a fullback all the time.
Saints did for a while.
Saints did recently.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not saying teams don't do it. I don't need people sending me all the fullbacks.
But it's just not what it used to be.
Same thing
you can say, running backs don't get paid like they used to. Yeah, you have the exceptions. There's always the exception to the rule.
Well, running backs were the star of the teams.
Yes.
They not only get paid, but they were the guy, like Walter Payton, Earl Campbell.
Remember, Emmitt Smith sat out for the Cowboys, and things just changed.
Yes.
Jerry Jones had to pay him.
They weren't like, just, oh, yeah, we'll tell you he's a good runner. It was like, that was the guy.
Do you remember when, you know, a 1,000-yard season for a running back was, that was the benchmark, what you got to if you were good?
Sure.
It's 58 yards a game. It's 58 yards a game. Like, you know, The numbers have changed. 4,000 yards when you got there, it's like, hey, that guy's going to the Pro Bowl. Now if you get to 4,000 yards, it's like, how come you didn't come close to 5,000? The league has totally changed.
As we were talking a little bit earlier about the Amish market, and Buffalo Zoe wants to weigh in. What's up, Zoe? Buffalo Zoe.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Man, unmute your phone, man.
What'd you say? Unmute my phone?
Yeah, unmute it.
Hey, I just got a phone call. I've been on hold for like 40 minutes, man.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, man. Hey, Buffalo Zoe, listen, it's Friday and I'm petty.
Get him out.
Listen, first of all, how you not been to the Amish market, man?
How have I not been there? Because I haven't gone.
Hey, Zoe, I told them I've been going for years and never found a hair in a food, and I'm surprised.
Well, how about this? When you go, man, go get you some Old Bay wings. That's good to the gristle,
see,
man.
Buffalo Zoe, can I tell you a secret, baby, just between you and I? I don't like Old Bay on anything but crabs, man.
I put that on everything.
I like buffalo wings, and I know that's you're a buffalo guy. I want mild buffalo wings. Old Bay wings to me taste like salt. That's it.
Mm. Tell you something, man. You go get you some of that Old Bay hot sauce and put that on some nugget wings. You good to go.
You know what? The way that Bill Bateman's used to do the wings, where they would toss them in butter right out of the fryer and then throw Old Bay on them, and it's like. Those things?
No, man. Ugh. I'm a creature of habit.
I just make my own. I take like Frank's wing sauce, the hot style, not the mild, the hot wing sauce, and just pour in a teaspoon of Old Bay, mix it up.
Only hot sauce I'm eating is Texas Pete or Crystal. I'm a creature of habit. I ain't changing. I'm not changing. Old Bay hot sauce. I'm confused. Is it Old Bay or is it hot sauce?
Both.
I want all that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.